Somebody who's a Zah is Tamei for 7 days. And during those 7 days, he sees Keri becomes a Baal Keri. And as was Mitakin, the Baal Keri cannot learn Torah, so he immerses himself in the mikvah. Even though he's up and immerses himself in the mikvah before 7 days, would not become Torah. Even so, if he wants to learn Torah, he has to immerse himself in a mikvah. A woman who is a Nida should Tamei for 7 days. And why should the Nida, she expelled Shechva Zera, that she had relation with her husband before she became in Nida, within 3 days, while the relation with her husband, the Shechva Zera was expelled, that the din is that a woman who expelled Shechva Zera would have the same din of a Baal Keri, she wouldn't be allowed to recite brachas, or learn Torah, or recite Krishma, until she immerses herself in the mikvah. She would have to go ahead and immerse herself in the mikvah, even though by immersing herself in the mikvah, she would not become taught, since she's anyway a Nida. But even so, the Takana Benta would apply. She would have to immerse herself in the mikvah before she would learn Torah or recite Brachot or Krishma or Daven. But a woman who expels Shechva Zera after 3 days from having relations with her husband, she would not have a din of a Baal Keri, as by that time the Shechva Zera has become spoiled and is no longer fit for a block for a child to come from it, and therefore it wouldn't have a din of Shechva Zera, and she wouldn't be a Baal Keri. And so too, a woman who had a relation with her husband, and subsequently, she saw Nida, she became a Nida, she also would require Spila, if she wants to learn Torah, or recite Krishma, or recite Brachot. As a woman that has relation with her husband, has the same thing as the woman that has fellowship with Zara, as by virtue of having relation with her husband, she would become a Baal Keri, even though she did not subsequently expel Shechva Zera. And if after having relation with her husband, she became a Nida, even though by immersing herself in the mikvah, she would not become Torah, since she is anyway a Nida, she would still have to immerse herself in the mikvah if she wants to recite Brachot to learn Torah. For Rabbi Huda Paiter, Rabbi Huda argues the kind of common in all three cases, he ponders, according to Rabbi Huda, that which Ezra was talking, that a Baal Keri needs to immerse himself before he learns Torah, that's if by immersing himself he would become Torah. But in all these cases, by immersing themselves, they would not become Torah, since they're anyway Tamei, either a Nida or a Zav, so according to Rabbi Huda, they can go ahead and learn Torah, even though they did not immerse themselves in the mikvah. Now, even though we saw Mishnah Dav, Rabbi Huda said that a Baal Keri is allowed to recite brachas before and after eating. So we see that Rabbi Huda does not hold the Takana of Ezra. Mephoshim explained, that which Rabbi Huda does not hold the Takana of Ezra, that's only referring to brachas. According to Rabbi Huda, the Takana of Ezra did not apply to brachas. You are allowed to recite brachas if you're a Baal Keri. But Rabbi Huda agreed that you're not allowed to learn Torah if you're a Baal Keri. And in the case of this Mishnah, whereby immersing yourself in the mikvah, you would not become Torah, according to Rabbi Huda, you would be allowed to learn Torah as well, even though you did not immerse yourself in the mikvah. Shachar can be davened until midday. As a chacham were mitakin, the tefillah is keneged the tamidim, to represent the tamidim that were brought every day. There were two tamidim brought every day, the tamid shel shachar, and the tamid shel bein arba, the tamid that's brought in the morning, and the tamid that's brought in the afternoon. And shachar is keneged the tamid shel shachar, while mincha is keneged the tamid shel bein arba, and marv is keneged the evarim upidar, the limb, and the fat of the animal that was put on the mizbeach overnight. Now, according to Tanakhama, the Korban Tamu was brought up until midday, so therefore Shachar can be davened until midday. Rabbi Huda, I'm at Arbishos. Rabbi Huda said you can only daven up until the end of the fourth hour of the day. According to Rabbi Huda, this Tamid Shal Shachar was only brought up to the end of the fourth hour of the day. Now, that which it says Arbishos, 4 hours, it doesn't literally mean hours. This is referring to Shos Manius, meaning to say that the day is split up into 12 parts. Each part is called a Shah, but it's not necessarily an hour. It could be less, or it could be more, depending on the length of the day. Tefillas HaMincha can be davened until the night. You can start davening Mincha in the afternoon until the night. And the Tefillas HaMincha is connected to the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, which is brought until the night, according to the Tanakhama, so you can daven Mincha until the night. Rabbi Huda Aymer Ad Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Huda said you can only daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha, which is halfway between Mincha Ketana and the night. Mincha Ketana 2.5 hours before the night. The Plaga Mincha is 1.25 hours. Before the night, as according to Rabbi Huda, the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im was only brought up until Plaga Mincha, so therefore you can only daven until Plaga Mincha. Mephoshim say that halacha was not decided like either the Rabbanan or Rabbi Huda. Each person can follow whichever one he wants. If he wants, he can follow Rabbi Huda and only daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha. And in such a case, you can daven Marv immediately after Plaga Mincha, even though it's not yet night. And if you want, you can follow the Rabbanan and daven Mincha until night. And if you want to follow the Rabbanan, you can only daven Marv after night. But you can't follow both of them together, meaning to say, you can't follow Rabbi Yehuda as far as Tfilas Marav and Davin Marav before night after Plaga Mincha, and follow the Rabbanan with regard to Tfilas Mincha and Davin Mincha also after Plaga Mincha, and that would be Tarsi Desafi, two things that are contradicting each other. You have to follow either one or the other. Bilas Arab, Ain La Kfa. Mara does not have a set time. Meaning to take it up Mara the entire night until the morning. Now, the reason why the Mishnah says it doesn't have a Kfa instead of just saying that you can daven Mara the entire night is the teacher that Tfilas Mara is a Rishut. It's voluntary, not mandatory. If Tfilas Mara was connected, the Akravat Evarma Padarma, the Tamash of Ben Abayim, that which they put the lens of the fat of the Tamash of Ben Abayim on the Mizbeah overnight. And the Akravat Evarma Padarma is not Ma'akeh the Korban, meaning to say that even without the Akravat Evarma Padarma, it would still be a good Korban as long as they were dark to dawn before nightfall. So since Akravat Evarma Padarma are not Ma'akeh the Korban, Tfilas Mara is only Rishut. It's not a Chob, it's not mandatory. But the Mefarshim speak out that nowadays we have taken upon ourselves Tfilas Mara as a Chob. So nowadays, Marv is considered an obligation. A person must daven Marv. They shall musaf and call you. The Tfilas Musaf, which we daven on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, and on Rosh Chodesh, can be daven the entire day. After you daven Shabbos, you can daven Musaf any time during the day, even though the Chatzchila, you should daven it before the end of the seventh hour of the day. But the Abbot, you can daven Musaf the entire day, and the Korban Musaf is allowed to be brought the entire day. The Korban Musaf, which is brought on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, was brought after the Tamash Shachar, and it can be brought any time during the day. So therefore, the Tfilas Musaf, which represents the Korban Musaf, can also be davened the entire day. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, I have shows. Rabbi Yehuda says you can only daven Musaf up to the end of the seventh hour of the day, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Korban Musaf was only brought up to the end of the seventh hour of the day.